Rooted in African-American communities of the South, jazz became popular in Europe in the 1920s and 30s and influenced the development of other styles. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on what became known as Gypsy Jazz.
Guitarist Django Reinhardt grew up in a French Romani tradition surrounded by gypsy music, which he and violinist Stefan Grappelli infused with aspects of American jazz at the Hut Club of France in the 1930s. The result? Gypsy jazz, played by violin, bass, and as the primary rhythmic element, guitar. Guitarist Barry Warhoftig.
So the pomp is this sort of percussive thing, sort of like...
Warhoftig, who founded the Hut Club of Philadelphia in 2000, says the style also reflects Reinhardt's distinctive guitar technique.
I think he really tried to emulate Louis Armstrong. When I hear Django, and I hear these real percussive things that he does up high, it's very punchy, like a trumpet. So I think that he probably really started to develop his own style, influenced very much by these American players.
Today, clubs and festivals around the world present Gypsy Jazz. The Hut Club of Philadelphia's repertoire includes folk melodies from different cultures, American jazz standards, and contemporary works.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.